He says, if thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. God says, I'll not remove you from the land if you'll turn to me. And thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Now, in other words, reformation is no good. You can sow the seed on the ground, but the ground needs to be prepared for it. And there's no use sowing it among thorny ground. And the Lord expressed it like this, cast not your pearls among swine. I see no point today in giving out the word in certain places. I think they've long since passed the place. Somebody says, well, they ought to hear the gospel. My friend, that's pious nonsense. God says you break up the fallow ground first before you start giving out the word of God. And that needs to be. And these people were just going through a ceremony. They were putting up a front. There was nothing genuine about this at all. Therefore, you'll have now in the remainder of this section, there will be first an impeachment of the people. God will pronounce a judgment upon them. And there will be the call to them to return to Jehovah. And then finally, a clear foretelling of judgment. And believe me, Jeremiah will not mince words about that. And my feeling is today that there ought to be more the message of the prophet today rather than the message of comfort. The fallow ground needs to be broken up. We're a nation today in danger. We're the greatest nation in the world, we say. But overnight, if you please, we can fall. Babylon the Great fell overnight. Alexander the Great died in a night, and his empire crumbled, and the Roman Empire went down. May I say to you, we could go down. This idea today that our greatness depends on atom bombs and our wealth, and the almighty dollar and the almighty atom bomb. My friend, that's not our strength. We are decaying within. There is deterioration, moral deterioration. And somebody should be saying something about it. But there's very little being said about that today at all. It seems to me we are sowing seed on ground that is thorny ground. Now, Lord warns against it here. Now, we find here, though, in these first few verses, God again is offering them an opportunity to come back to him. In verse 4 here of chapter 4 of Jeremiah says, circumcise yourself to the Lord. Take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. In other words, they were going through the outward form, and circumcision was a badge that they belonged to the nation Israel. But God didn't give that just as a form or ceremony. I think that it had a very definite therapeutic value. But the important thing was the spiritual side. Their hearts should turn to God, and that was the important thing.